Rolling on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network ahead of Game 5 of 6 between the Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. I'm Max Gifford, and now Mark Manfredi Sr. joins the On Deck Show. Mark, you're back in Biloxi. How's it been so far?
Yeah, it's been great. Good spot, good group of guys, good coaching staff, and having a lot of fun.
You're also off to a pretty hot start pitching-wise. 3 appearances, and you've struck out 9 guys so far. What's been especially sharp for you so far?
I'd say everything for the most part, but especially my heater. Just throwing that in zone a lot more this year and worked on that in the off season, and it's paying benefits.
And you've got a lot of ride on that heater. Has that been something that you've been focusing on in the off season?
No, my heater's also, it's just come naturally. I've always rode, and then after TJ, with my arm slot dropping a little bit in 2021, it just made it even better.
How have you seen yourself grow as a pitcher in just these first couple of seasons?
Yeah, they say every year in pro ball you learn a lot more about yourself and you become more mature, whether that's as a person or on the mound. And for me, it's been both. And just realizing and not riding that the emotional roller coaster and staying even keel with every outing, good or bad, and learning from the bad outings and then appreciating the good outings and taking away from that to make you better going into the next week.
Well, the elephant in the room at the moment, I mistook you for Tanner Gillis earlier this week. Does that make you offended or flattered?
I would say it's more of a compliment for Tanner. But no, I'm not offended. But it's just honest mistake, and we got a lot of laughs out of it.
Yeah, well, you know, pretty brutal mistake out of me for sure. But that being said, it sounds like you've been a mentor for Tanner so far. How's that dynamic been in the locker room?
Yeah, good. I just like talking ball, and we're throwing partners because this is his first year out of the pen, and just conversations, one thing led to another, and just speaking my mind, and I learn from him, and he learns from me.
What's some of the things you've learned from him so far?
From the stuff that I learned from him is I'm my sweeper because he's good at spinning it, and then he's not so good at riding four seam. So we just take pages out of each other's book, and I'm learning how to spin it more and spin it with the better spin efficiency, axis, whatever, et cetera. And then I'm teaching him how to backspin a ball.
Certainly have to have a lot of balance as a pitcher, and you had to have a lot of balance this offseason. You welcomed a new son, Mark Jr. You're now officially Mark Sr. How's fatherhood been so far?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. My wife's been absolutely phenomenal with the whole process, and her traveling with him and taking care of him, and most importantly, letting me sleep at night. I can't be more grateful to have her as a wife, and yeah, it's been a blast.
What's been your favorite part so far?
Seeing my wife as a mother, and when he wakes up in the morning, when he sees me and hears my voice, he looks around and starts smiling. It's the best thing in the world.
How do you strike that balance between being a professional baseball player and also being the best father you can be?
Yeah, so I, along with probably 99% of guys that play baseball, it's very hard to disassociate yourself from the field to home. And when I, like in the years past, like when I would go home, all I would think about is baseball, 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 watch film, this, and that, which is good. But at the same time, like you do need that balance. And it's nice because they're living with me this year. And it's when I'm home, like I'm home, and it's very hard to think about the field when you have a 2-month-old baby smiling in your face or pooping and all that stuff. So it definitely makes me more present as a father and as a husband, and it's been a blast.
And how much does that help you both appreciate the game of baseball and also being a father by striking that balance?
Yeah, it's great because I feel refreshed every time I come to the field. The season's long, and this is my third full year, my fourth year total, and I know how long the season gets, and you do need those mental breaks whenever you can get them.
What's been the most surprising part about being a father so far?
Just figuring it out, I guess. They say, and this happened to me and my wife as well. It's like you have the baby, and then it's just like, all right, you guys can leave now. And then it's just like, what do we do? But you kind of just figure out as you go, and we've had a lot of support from my family and her family, and couldn't be more grateful. And yeah, I mean, no surprises yet, but it's just like taking it in and realizing that like I am a father, and it is the craziest thing ever.
What's been the hardest thing for you to figure out so far?
As a father?
Yes.
I would say probably putting on the diaper correctly. My wife's really good at it, and she does it way more than me. And it's just like, for some reason, I don't put it on correctly or like how it should go. And then stuff starts going everywhere, and it's not fun. It's not fun.
Really good at throwing a fastball, maybe not so good at changing diapers. That's Mark Manfredi Sr. joins the On Deck Show. Mark, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the Hype 100.9 FM.